Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio AM 1020 KDKA. It's the voice of Pittsburgh. You might have recognized that. That's somewhere from West Side Story, but not. That's Tom Waits' version. Today is Tom Waits' 70th birthday, and I am digging it. And thank you for the text. I remembered it, but thank you. Emo Phillips. We got to talking about famous celebrity couples that might be pretty entertaining to hang out with. Tom Waits was married for many years until she passed to Eileen Brennan, who was an actress, comedic actress, extraordinarily funny. Beyond extraordinarily funny. And I thought, you know what, as far as going to a dinner, I could hang out with them. And then that made me think of Gilda Radner and Gene Wilder, who were married. That'd be pretty fun to hang out. And then I remembered Judy Tenuta, and I couldn't think of who her husband, Emo Phillips. They are both comedians. They are both, it's the nice way to say it, bat crap crazy. But Emo Phillips and Judy Tenuta, I don't know if they're still married, but Emo Phillips and Judy Tenuta at a dinner party would be tremendous. Dear Eddie, perhaps Trump and Giuliani are playing poker, bluffing that they have dirt about the election interference in 2016 and the Bidens to get the left to back off. They may not have uncovered anything at all. At this point, anything's possible. Bishop in Denora, thank you for waiting, Bishop. What's up?
Yeah, I'd like to say to all the Pearl Harbor veterans today, God bless you, and thank you for serving our country. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That being said, you know, for that idiot down there, I mean, he's a terrorist. I don't care what they say. It has it written all over it. The man didn't like Americans. And then for Trump, you know, here's what gets me with the people that with Trump. This guy, our democracy is at stake here, I really believe. You know why? Because this guy, I believe anything. This king, he's probably laughing behind the scenes. Yeah, I got this sucker. He believes everything I said. Yeah, we're remorseful. You know, I don't buy this stuff. Yeah, just like I said, you know, when the 9/11, a lot of the guys were Saudi nationals.
13 of the 19 were Saudis.
Right. Then the journalist that got killed in the Turkey embassy that was Saudi Arabia's embassy.
Khashoggi.
This idiot over in North Korea, and you know, the president says, oh, he sends me beautiful letters. Yeah, but this idiot said, oh, by Christmas time, I got a nice gift for you because you guys are not a buyer. You guys want these sanctions. He believes anything and everything these so-called dictators around the country, including Putin, say, because they say nice things and stroke his ego. And here's another thing that the people don't, as we speak, sir, he's trying to deploy 5,000 to 10,000 troops back over to the Middle East because Iran is such of a threat over in Iraq. Now, remember now, sir, he said that he was going to bring the troops home. Am I right?
Yeah.
Why is he sending now 5,000 to 10,000 or so troops back over to Iraq and other places because the so-called threat of Iran?
Well, no, dude. Here's your answer, Bishop. Oil. That's it. And the latest number I saw was not 5 or 10,000. It was 14,000. And it's about oil. And he said out loud, it's about protecting oil. Saudi oil. Huh. Another text. Emo Phillips. Yes. I met him once. And he was too weird for me. And I bask in the glow of weird. But you know how some people are weird, like fun to hang out with. And some people are weird. You probably don't want to check in their fridge. He was right on the edge. Bob in the car. Hi, Bob.
Hi. Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Okay. Thank you. As far as this, I agree with the last caller about, you know, intentions. And unfortunately, you know, this oil thing is really blinding this society for a long time. And they still, they just don't want to address this. Look, if you look at all these terrorist groups that have been created after America went after Iraq,
mm-hmm.
talking about, well, even before that, it was like Al-Qaeda and ISIS, Boko Haram, and there's a lot of them,
mm-hmm.
and they have one thing in common. They are basically, they have the Saudi version of Islam,
mm-hmm.
okay, which is a predatory thought. It is, this is how it's going to be. You either accept it or you die. This is how we are going to do to the whole world. And it's kind of like a wolf in a sheep clothing, and we just don't do anything about it. And we keep talking about Iran being a bad actor. And well, you know, if you compare, you will find that Iranians are actually the closest to the culture of Americans, the way they I came from that area.
Okay.
You know, now, second thing I wanted to say about this, if you remember, the McConnell did not let Obama to pick up his candidate for the Supreme Court.
Right. They would not do a confirmation hearing because it was so close to the election.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so they're using Trump because Trump will do it. Why? Because that's in his benefit. Because after all said and done, if he has a Supreme Court,
mm-hmm.
he's not going to show you the taxes.
Right. Bob, I got to go to a break. Everything you said, I've read other places, and it's logical and literally, this is the country that killed, dismembered, and melted a journalist. But the press, well, you know, he said he's real bummed out about it, and they're gonna take care of it. It translated into, he said he's sorry, and somebody's going to write a check. A Saudi national murdered American service people. And the response is, the king is sorry, and they're going to write a check. With all respect, Eddie, Tom Waits was a terrible singer. Just saying. You can think that. You can think that. And there were some things, yeah, I compared it earlier to Zappa. Some of the stuff is just too out there. But that version of Somewhere that you just heard a little of, that's not one of them. Because it's always good to know that there is a place for us somewhere. KDK Radio. News Radio, AM 1020, it's KDKA. Ed, Tom Waits is married to Kathleen Brennan, not Eileen. I got it screwed up. I don't care. I love them together in my head. Tom Waits' birthday today. And I've given you a couple places to check it out. With all due respect, Tom Waits was a terrible singer. You are not alone in that. I have heard that. I heard that from my dad. First time I got a record. See, I knew I was in trouble because it wasn't Mitch Miller Singers. So I was already swimming uphill. But I got a copy of Blue Valentine. Well, the song you just heard somewhere, it's on that record. I got a copy of that. I remember playing it for my dad. And the look on his face. And what did he say? I don't remember exactly the words, but it was something along the lines of, "What's wrong with him?" Right on. And that got me thinking about, you know, people you'd want to hang out with and couples you'd want to hang out with. And I referenced Judy Tenuta and Emo Phillips and Gilda Radner and Gene Wilder and Thomas in Penn Hills. Hi, Thomas. You're on KDKA.
Well, hello, Eddie.
How are you?
I'm fine. The couple that really interested me was Mel Brooks and Anne Bancroft.
Oh, that's right. And didn't she say the reason she stayed with him is because she literally every day he made her laugh?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, Mel Brooks, you knew where he came from by his comedic work. But Anne Bancroft, I was used to her dramatic roles.
Mm-hmm.
And when she did the credits for Silent Movie, I thought...
Isn't it weird when you see somebody and you're like, well, they're professional and mature, and when they do something goofy and you think, oh my God, they have a sense of humor too. That's so great.
Complete departure. Well, I love that.
Yeah.
It's sad that she's gone.
I know. Well, you know what? Mel's still here, right?
Right. Yes, he is.
As long as Mel's here, there is an opportunity for Hitler on Ice to actually be produced.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's another one. Can you imagine somebody doing History of the World now?
I don't know any studio that would back that. I don't know if it'd be financially.
You think? Well, what's the movie that's out now? I don't think it's impossible because I believe there's a movie out now. Something about Jojo Rabbit. And the movie takes place at a Hitler youth camp. So it can be done. It can be done. If you instantly start screaming before you pay attention to it, and I learned that, you mentioned Mel Brooks, somebody asked him, Jewish man, lost family in the Holocaust. Somebody asked him, why do you even reference Hitler? Why do you make jokes about Hitler? And he said, because all you can do is laugh at him.
And give him a Three Stooges poke to the eye.
That's it. Thomas, thank you for calling. Appreciate it. People say, well, you know, those gross comedies, those comedies in the 70s, you can't do those anymore. Yeah, you can. You can. If it's done well, and if it's done with the right angle on it, yes, you can. And I haven't seen that movie yet, but I've seen reviews of that movie. It's basically a summer camp movie, but the camp is a Hitler youth camp. And it's gotten phenomenal reviews. So you can do it. You can. Kara in Moon Township. Hi, Kara. You're on KDKA.
Hi, Eddie. I just wanted to call in about the stuff with Obama, and I listened to Oglin Anthony, and I remember with Obama when he had the Shovel Ready program, and
the what was the name of the program?
I'm sorry, Shovel Ready program for whatever was being built. Was it infrastructure? I doubt infrastructure, but it was Shovel Ready.
Okay,
and I remember him just blowing it off like, well, I guess we weren't shovel ready. And then when he said the 60,000 jobs that would never come back, it's just like, you know, there's, I guess we can go back and forth with it, but I think he was a terrible president. And my husband was, did government. He was a government teacher for 30 years, and he's always on the fence.
Obama was a terrible president.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm saying, my husband, who is, he's not a conservative, and he's on the fence all the time, and I get so aggravated I want to file for a divorce.
That was my next question. How much do you want to smack him when he does it?
Oh, I want to go to court. So I thought when Obama came into office, my husband waited 4 years, and after the first 4 years of it in office, my husband said,
term.
He's a horrible president.
Okay.
He's a horrible president.
Now, what if let me ask you this, and be honest, Kara, what if after the first 4 years, your husband would have said, you know what, I've given this a lot of thought, and I think this Obama guy hung the moon. Would you have divorced him?
Oh, well, you know what, I can't say, because that was quite a few years ago, and my four boys weren't adult men.
Would you divorce him? Now, let me ask you this. Are you a big fan, a medium fan, or not a fan of the current president?
Because I couldn't stand the thought of Hillary Clinton, who is disgusting. I couldn't stand the thought. So I had to vote for him, but I'm watching him. And I don't, I'm unhappy, Eddie, I'm unhappy with what the gentleman, Bishop, said, and down in Pensacola. I'm so unhappy about that. But you know what? I remember when the shooting took place out, I believe it was Kansas, in a fort out there, and Obama called it a workplace shooting, not terrorist. And that soldier, they knew he was having mental problems, but you can't touch because he was, what, Islam, Muslim, whatever the heck they called him.
So basically the exact same situation as right now.
To me,
yeah.
I just remember how angry people were because that was not a workplace shooting. So, and Eddie, why are people upset about a Peloton commercial when we just lost a beautiful young man in our military? So that's all I have to say. And Eddie Crowe, I like listening to you, but some of your callers make my blood pressure go up.
Well, Kara, here's your job, to call and get that blood pressure back down by behaving in a calm and rational manner. I'm going to let you in on a secret, Kara. I don't know if you know this. Shh, don't tell anybody. People flipping out sometimes can be good for business. So you reacting to it on a personal level, good. That means you care enough to react. That's good. That's always good. People caring enough to get upset about whatever it is they don't like. That's good. They care. That's one. Two, on a professional level, people screaming usually gets people paying attention. And that's first and foremost, and I've talked about this. I could do the most rational, lucid, calm show ever, and if people didn't listen to it, it wouldn't matter. Carl in Troy Hill. Hey, Carl.
Hi, Eddie.
Hey.
I don't know the gentleman, Tom Waite.
Yes, sir.
It was.
Yes, sir.
I wonder why I missed that, because I was a great fan of any kind of rock. But I'm wondering if you ever heard of Jimmy Reed.
Yeah, the old singer picker guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like he's not recognized very
no.
much.
Well, he's not recognized. Well, first off, he did, right?
Yeah.
Tom Waits is still alive. Carl, here's your assignment, my friend. Here's your assignment. Write this down. And I'm not telling you write this down because, you're going to love it. But I loved how you phrased that. I don't know how I missed that. Well, don't miss anymore. Go online or go to a record store. I love record stores. And look this dude up. He's still around. He's still doing music. He's an actor also, and he's also a brilliant character actor. He is the actor version of what you hear when he sings, is the easiest way to describe it. Well, one of his most famous roles, he played in the stage play Dracula. He played Renfield. That was perfect for him. The little helper that eats flies. That was perfect for him. But you go out, get either one of these records, Blue Valentines or Mule Variations. Either one of those is a good record to start with. It's not too weird. Now, there's some stuff, especially there's an insane amount of live music that's been recorded that's out there with Tom Waits. Some of it, it's from another planet. It's like, wait, what? But you start with either one of those two records, and that'll get you up to speed, and I think you'll dig it. I'm going to post some later on my Facebook page too, KDK Radio. Good evening. Kind of fits. Tom Waits' birthday, Tom Waits' music's being used to bump in and out, and I've just been grinning like a jack all night in spite of some of the conversations. Some of the conversations have been political in nature, as you would probably expect. I'm Eddie Crow. The program is Crowtopia. I want to remind you before I zone out and forget it and get out of here, I'm not going to be here for a little bit. As the saying goes, unavoidably detained. But if for whatever weird reason, and I can't think of anything other than a weird reason, if you want to listen to these programs while I'm not here, they are available to you. And the reason they're available to you is because enough people squawked and said, we want them available. Much like Tom Waits' music, there's really no accounting for taste. You just appreciate it and move on. The way you do that is you go to our website and you check it out on the podcasting. KDKARadio.com. Click on podcasts and you will find KDKA Radio on demand. And Crowtopia will be there. It will be there in hour-long segments, which I think is a nice thing. Because I do this for a living, and I wouldn't want to hear 3 hours of me. Kevin and Butler, thank you for waiting, Kevin. You're on KDKA. Hi.
Yes, hi, Eddie. Question. I have an uncle who has very firmly held opinions, but he always says he has no time to get his news except from the evening Fox News commentators, you know, like Sean Hannity. I heard that Fox News calls them Fox News Entertainment,
right?
And not like the daytime Fox,
right?
Is that true?
Well, what you're talking about is semantics. It's not really relevant. If your uncle thinks that it's news, then to him it is news. Here's a good general rule. If it's four people sitting around a really nice big desk squawking at each other, that's not news. News is information. News is not opinion. That's not news. That's content. And not to pick on Fox, all news outlets do it. And the reason they do it is because Ted Turner. And you're like, what the hell is he talking? When Ted Turner said, let's do 24-hour news, when that first started, there wasn't 24 hours of news available all over the world. The infrastructure to get all that going wasn't completely in place yet. So they had to fill stuff in between when they could get news updates, and that became content. And I would also tell your uncle, if you're getting your news, whether it's news or content or whatever semantics game you want to play with it, if you're only getting your information, and then you process it however you want, but if you're only getting information from one source, you're not getting information. Get it from a bunch of different sources. Get it from way left. Get it from way right. Then synthesize and sort out what you believe. If you're only getting it, you're selling yourself short. I mean, it's a good thing and it's a bad thing that the internet exists. It's a bad thing that you can put stuff out there that gets stupid people to believe stupid stuff. I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about in general. But it's a good thing that all of the information, it's out there. It's just the motivation, it should be on you to get all of it from all the sides and to be capable of recognizing if I only get information from one place, maybe there's some other stuff that's not getting carried. So if you claim, well, I want to know the news, but Well, just shut up. If you say, I want to know the news, but I only have time to watch CNN. Shut up. You don't want to know the news. You want to know what CNN's pumping out. If you say, I want to know the news, but I only have time to watch Fox. Shut up. It's not about finding out information. It's about ingesting propaganda. If you only get it from one source, it's only propaganda. Becky in Spring Church. Hi, Becky.
Hi, Eddie. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful. Have you enjoyed my Tom Waits tributes, or has it been annoying?
I enjoy it, but I don't know about him. But I did listen to that Iceberg song, Iceberg on the Starboard Bow. Won't you come and dance with me now?
Dance Band on the Titanic by Harry Chapin.
Yep.
It's about 19 minutes. It's about 19 minutes long, too.
Yeah, and I keep singing it all the time.
Dance Band on the Titanic, singing near my God to thee. The Iceberg's on the Starboard Bow. Won't you dance with me?
Okay.
You were so tolerant. You were so tolerant to let me finish that gibberish. Thank you. Your turn.
That's all right. The dog, I would definitely go out to say the dog, but I would not go without a weapon because I don't know that I could physically, that kind of animal would scare me to pieces, so I would have to have some kind of a weapon, and I would have it.
But you'd go out there.
Yeah, I have, it's ready to go. And what's Rat Boy going to do whenever you're gone?
Rat Boy's fine. Rat Boy passed me the other day, and Rat Boy weighs about 15 pounds. Rat Boy looks like he ate what he used to look like. So when winter comes for Rat Boy the squirrel, wherever he beds down, he's going to be just fine. I saw him a couple days ago.
Okay, well, I was just concerned. Sometimes they get used to, the feeding and stuff, so.
No, I knew that. And I whittled down, and he's good to go. He's got a better life than me.
Well, most wild animals that are live around residences, they kind of do. But
They adjust. They adapt.
Yeah. I'm sure they do. They supplement. I guess the food you feed them is supplemental, so they know.
Well, no, what they do, they take what I feed them, and they bury it in all my flower pots.
Mm-hmm.
So I know they're stored up for the winter. And when I took in all my plants, you pull the stuff that's grown, but I left the dirt.
Yeah.
Basically, for winter, they've got 4 or 5 buckets that they get to play hide and seek in and pull out cashews. So they'll be fine this winter.
Okay. Well, I was wanting to say about Rudy Giuliani.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a whack job. I think Trump kind of knows it. And I think He's going to set him out there to just, like everybody else is saying, like to set him under the bus because, yeah, he probably has evidence some sort, but I don't think it's anything in writing. I think it's in his head. I think he's just calling everybody's bluff by saying that he has documents and whatever. I think it's just in his head. He's not going to, come up with paperwork. I think that would be suicide from what he's saying.
I think he is between a rock and a hard place no matter what. And Becky, I appreciate you calling. She was talking about a story that I mentioned earlier. A lady in Southern California let her dog out to go to the bathroom, and a mountain lion jumped on the dog and killed the dog, but the lady fought the mountain lion to try and save the dog. And there were people saying, well, that's stupid. Nah, man, if I walk out and there's an animal on my dog, I'm going to get it. Or I'm going to die trying to get it. Very simple. And if it's a big enough animal where I would hesitate, then the neighborhood I'm living in, I've already recognized it, and I bet you I got a weapon close enough to stop it too. But you go get your... I just saw this story in Schuylkill County. There was a house fire. A lady passed away. Her dog stayed with her and wouldn't leave and went back to try and help her, and he passed away too. The dog did. That's why. My dog would do it for me. Not every person would do it for me. I'm going to show some respect. And the people that say, well, but what if you get killed trying to save a dog? Well, I'd rather get killed trying to save a dog than most people I know. Susie in Cleveland. Hi, Susie.
Hi, Eddie.
How are you?
You know, you are so on point with things. Yes, I would, you know, I would die for my animal.
Yeah.
You know, or go die trying to save them.
Yep.
People need to get a grip. They are just like family members. When they go back to rescue their owners and everything, that's what they do.
Yeah.
And I mean, the mountain lion situation, I could very well see that woman attacking it, trying to save her dog.
Yeah. You do what you can, and because the dog would do it for you.
They you love them, and they become members of the family. And there have been animals, and it's true, it's proven, it's no big secret.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go up and wake up the whole house if there's a fire.
Oh,
everybody got to get up. There's smoke in here.
Somebody sent me somebody sent me a text about it earlier, and mm-hmm. I forgot to read it. There is a video. Yeah. A little kid is about to start crawling down a flight of steps, or about to crawl and fall, and the cat. Yeah. The cat saves the kid and grabs the kid.
See there?
Yeah.
See there?
Animals know.
They have more intelligence than humans. Animals.
There is a great mm-hmm. short story. It's called Tom Edison's Shaggy Dog.
Okay.
Look it up. Read it. The long and short of it, Susie, is dogs are way smarter than us, and they've been way smarter than us for a long time, and they're smart enough to know to keep their mouth shut. Donna in South Carolina. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Eddie. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing, dear?
I'm doing good. I'm surprised I picked you up. You're kind of back and forth because I'm way down here in the south. It's along the coast. But anyway, in regards to some of your Trump supporters tonight, I've enjoyed your back and forth with them, and you're right on.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a saying down here in the south that sometimes you can drill a hole in people's head and pour God's given truth into it,
mm-hmm.
and they still won't believe it. And it reminds me of something that I read about Vladimir Lenin. He says, if you tell a lie enough times, people will believe you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know if people forgot that or just don't know that, but that's a really good thought. But anyway, I hope everybody get out and vote.
Donna, where are you in South Carolina?
I am about 18 miles from the coast, close to Georgetown.
Okay. All right. Yep. Well, I'm glad you're picking me up, too. I grew up in the Deep South as a little kid, Donna, so I know about them those phrases and those little turn of words and such. My favorite, to quote the great Colonel Sanders, I'm too drunk to taste this chicken, KDKA Radio. AM 1020, it's KDKA Radio. My producer, Michael, was listening to this little piece, and he's like, this is one of his weird ones, right? No. That one's pure as the driven snow compared to some of them. Clap hands. That's Tom Waits. We're celebrating Tom Waits' birthday because I love Tom Waits. And anything that is singular, I'm a fan of. When somebody does it the way they do it and don't nobody else do it the way they do it, and if you like the way they do it, fine. And if you don't like the way they do it, that's equally fine. Love people like that. And Tom Waits is absolutely a person like that. Tom Waits is 70 years old today. James in North Carolina writes on the text line, Eddie, good show. Love me some Harry Chapin. Grew up with Taxi, Radio Station World, one of the favorites, Sniper, another love song. Or Sniper's a great song. Better Place to Be, I think, is my favorite that was on that record. But yeah, Dance Band on the Titanic, the lady that called earlier. Singing Near My God to Thee, the Iceberg's on the Starboard Bow. That's a Harry Chapin. That's one of those where you just put it on. If you ever heard that song on the radio, that meant the DJ was off doing something he wasn't supposed to do. That means the DJ needed extra time. If you ever heard Funeral for a Friend, Love Lies Bleeding, as it was meant to be, that person wasn't a huge Elton John fan. That person had something else going on in the building. Low Spark of High Heel Boys by Traffic. Oh, dear Lord, you could get into so much crap, cause problems, and clean it all up and be back in time for the end of that one. Eddie, let's close the show with possum chat. It's more uplifting than politics. Possums are way better than groundhogs. Okay. We should have called me earlier. You could have written a whole show, but we'll close with that. Sherry in Michigan. Hi, Sherry.
Hi. I'm the one who, a long time ago, you referred to me as Michigan Choir because I said I was going to sing or something.
Yes, ma'am.
But,
now, you're going to sing? No, wait. You going to sing tonight?
No, I'm just that you referred to me once as Michigan Choir a long time ago. But I think it is Eileen Brennan.
It is.
And I'm pretty sure. Mm. Also, regarding the couples, Elaine Boozler, she's married to Keith Olbermann, and I love both of them.
Elaine Boozler's married to Keith Olbermann?
Yes.
I hung out with Olbermann. He never mentioned that. That'd be a good one. You know what? She is brilliantly funny.
Yes.
In her own weird way, which I'm a huge fan of. It's a nice way to say, he is funnier than you would ever expect when you actually hang out with him and just hear him. He's a funnier person than you would expect. Pat Sajak, of all people, is another one. Sajak on the TV show Wheel of Fortune, he's quippy. I've hung out with him for a little bit. He's funny. And I mean dark, twisted sense of humor, but that's never going to make the tapings. I love people like that.
Yep. And also, Maria Bamford, I think she's really good, and I don't know if she's married to somebody, but the guy who smashes pumpkins, I don't like his humor, but I think they would be funny together as far as if you were to be visiting with them.
You talking about Gallagher?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And then I think in Pensacola, I think it was, where somebody was killing somebody.
Yeah.
I think it was just on your station.
Yes, ma'am.
In the news, I think if I heard correctly, they said that the night before that happened,
mm-hmm.
that he was eating dinner somewhere. And you were talking about, you know, who would we want to eat dinner
yeah.
with? Also, the program called Bewitched from many years ago.
Now, which version, the Dick Sargent version or the Dick York version?
I don't remember, but there was a actress in it, and I'm trying to remember her name now. But grown up, she was Knott's Landing, and she played Kathy Geary with the main stars of the cast. And I don't recall what she was in Bewitched, but if I'm not mistaken, I think she was supposed to be the grown-up little girl in Bewitched, but I don't know. Anyway, in
Tabitha.
In the grown-up version, I think.
Mm-hmm.
She was supposed to be the grown-up Tabitha, I don't know. But in real life, she is married to the country singer, who I can't remember the name of, but I thought those were two that are good, too.
All right, I'm going to look that up, because Bewitched, Sherry, I was all about Bewitched. Dick York, Dick Sargent, neither, it didn't matter. It was all about Sam. Or, if I was looking for a weird virtual afternoon out, Samantha's cousin Serena. Yeah, buddy. Elizabeth Montgomery. The other stuff I'm gonna have to look up. 866-391-1020 if you want to get in under the wire. I will make sure I find this text. Here we go. Eddie, Senator Joe Biden, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, gave a speech in 1992. He said a Supreme Court nominee should be haunted in an election. I'm assuming you mean halted in an election year. It was called the Biden rules. Yeah, that's gone. They ain't no rules no more. Decorum? Man, there ain't no decorum. Hi, Eddie. Great show. One of my favorite Tom Waits song is The Piano Has Been Drinking. Well, then you need to look it up. I said this earlier. He plays that on an appearance of the fictional variety show Fernwood Today or Fernwood Tonight. I don't remember which it was, but it was a spoof of the local low power TV or variety shows. And it was Martin Mull, and it was Fred Willard, And Tom Waits, in one episode, shows up as the musical guest, and he plays that song. Short version. If you're a Tom Waits fan, it's a slightly different version, but it's shorter, too. The song is brilliantly funny and demented and twisted, and the cutaways going back and forth between Tom Waits playing and Martin Mull sitting on the couch listening. Unbelievably funny. This text says, "Hi, Eddie, I'm painting and listening. You the man, even though I'm for Trump." Signed, Bread Man. All right. Painting, if there's any show that could possibly benefit from paint fumes, I'd raise my hand right on, brother. "Let the Music Do the Talking" by the Joe Perry Project. I think I remember that. Hung out with him once. Him showing up where I was working got us free coffee all day. Because when he showed up, of course, when a rock and roll star shows up somewhere, "Do you need anything?" And he said, "I need a half a dozen something, something, latte, some kind of foofy coffee drink. Need a half a dozen of those." And it struck me as odd because I'm looking around. It's like, okay, there's Joe, and there's the record person, whatever, handler that brought Joe in. Like, why do you need six of those? They send an intern off. They grab somebody. "Go get Joe Perry a bunch of coffee. And here's the list," right? They come back. He took one sip from one cup and nothing else. And I'm looking, and he looks over at me. He goes, "I wanted to hook you guys up too." I'm like, that's nice. When you use your notoriety for yourself, that's one thing. When you use your notoriety to weasel free coffee from your bosses for other people, right on. Doesn't mean I'm ever going to play a Les Paul. My back can't stand it, but right on. Jennifer writes, "I love Cemetery Polka." I love the fact that we live in a world where those two words can appear together in a sentence. Follow me on Facebook. I'll keep you updated.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.